This presentation is brought to you by iAwaken.org, a not-for-profit organization. We hope you enjoy the presentation. Please observe the copyright terms to which you have agreed.
That the Gemara's first analysis, the Pshita cases, what would happen if it wasn't, if it wouldn't have broken without him, says the Gemara Pshita that he's Chayev. Then the Gemara's second Ukimta, which is, it would have broken in 2 hours, now it breaks in 1 hour. The Kasha of the Gemara, Veleim Elu Yilav, Atun B'didilu Avimitbe. And the answer of the Gemara, the Bahadi de Basamik Bu Tova. That sequence must be absolutely clear in your minds, otherwise you might as well put your heads down on your arms and have a little schlop until 10 o'clock, because you won't know what's going on. What is the halacha in the case where without him it would not have broken? Five thin people sitting on the bench, comes along the fat one, and it breaks. And he's not holding them down. He's chayev, achron chayev. That's the pshita case, isn't it? Now our problem is going to be the Shulchan Aruch. Have you got the Shulchan Aruch?
I'm doing
Rambam.
You're
doing? The Rambam's busy Friday study. I'm going to need the Shulchan Aruch. Sorry? A lot of people have photostats of the Shulchan Aruch. Who has the Shulchan Aruch photostated? David, is your delegation fully familiar with the Gemara?
No.
Good.
Both sides of the Rambam on one page.
Thanks, that's okay. I'm just, the Shulchan Aruch, have you started now? Yeah, that's what I'm waiting for. So this is this piece of Gemara that we're doing is one entire siman in Shulchan Aruch. The halach is of five who sat on one bench. What is the case the Shulchan Aruch brings? Five people sat on a chair and it didn't break. Uvo acharin, and the last one came, the Yoshev Olov, and sat upon it. Venismach aleihem velo hinichom lamud, and he leant on them and did not allow them to get up. Venishbar, and it broke. Apal pi shehoyoro ilishover bohem, even though with them alone it was destined to break. Kredim shiyoshvu. That should be Kudim Shiyoshov. Before he, the last one, sat down. Hoyel Vekirev Shviroso, that's the next page which you don't yet have. Since he brought about its, or hastened its Shviro. Have you got the next page now? Thanks, Rabbi. Hoyo the kirev shvirosoy ho acharin chayev. The last one is chayev. Shehare oimrim loy, because they say to him, ilu loy nismachto oleinu. Had you not lent upon us, hayinu oimrim kodim sheyishobe. We would have gotten up before it broke. Ve'im yoshvu keechod. Let's leave that case for later. That's the wording of the Shulchan Aruch. Again, Chamisho sheyoshvu ala kisei velo nishba. Five sat on the bench and it did not break. Uvo achrein veyoshev alof. And the last one came and it did break. Venismach aleihem velo yinichem lamid. And we're talking in a case where he leant upon them and did not allow them to stand up. Venishba, and then the bench broke. Afal pisho yoroi lishobe bohem kredim sheyoshov. Even though it would have broken before he sat down, hoyil v'kirev shvirosoy, since he brought it, since he hastened its breakage, ha'achron chayev, the last one is chayev, sharei oimrim loy ilo loy nismachto aleinu, for they say, had you not lent upon us, hayinu oimrim kredim shiyushove, we would have gotten up before it broke. What case are we talking, where it would have broken without him, or it wouldn't have broken without him? Where it would have broken without him. And who's chayev? The achron is chayev. Is that what we just said when I asked you what the din would be? With one difference. No, I said, what would have happened? Okay, so let's take it further. And what would the Shulchan Aruch say where it wouldn't have broken without him? Then he certainly would be chayev. So there's no difference between the two cases. The difficult part in the Shulchan Aruch is the condition of the nismach aleihem. And on what of those two cases does that condition apply? Where does the Shulchan Aruch say that? Forget the Gemara. If you just had the Shulchan Aruch, if you were on a desert island and you had the Shulchan Aruch, and the case was five people sitting on the bench and it wouldn't have broken, and he comes and sits down and it breaks, what did you say before the halacha was in such a case? Ha'achron chayev. That's what you would say from the Gemara. Now I'm asking you what you would say from the Shulchan Aruch. Would you say the same from the Shulchan Aruch if this is all the Shulchan Aruch had? Yehuda, you're saying surely, but you're not even looking in the Shulchan Aruch. So I don't want to perhaps, I want you to be medayik from the Shulchan Aruch. You're a dayan on a desert island, and all you've got is six other fellows, one fat and five thin, all amaratzim, and they sat down on the chair and they broke it. And he wasn't leaning on them. So if you remember the Gemara, you're going to paskin that he's chayev. But you're not allowed to paskin from Gemara, you're going to paskin from Shulchan Aruch. So how would you paskin from the Shulchan Aruch? Would you paskin the same way or not? So hands up those who would paskin the same. The last one is chayev. Nobody. And those who would paskin fakir, that they're all chayev. So we have a lot of abstentions. A good fine Beis Din we could have in this place. It'll be like the Johannesburg Beis Din. Sorry? Why? Hapav is right. Even then, Kol Shechen, if it wouldn't have broken, even if it would have broken without him, he alone is chayev. Kol Shechen, if it wouldn't have broken, I thought he's fine. What are you saying, Leslie? Yes, absolutely right. He says, Dafke v'nismach aleihem. If the circumstance of v'nismach aleihem is absent, then the hachron is not chayev. The case the Shulchan Aruch brings is v'nismach aleihem. That's the kasha you should have had on the Shulchan Aruch when you learned the Shulchan Aruch after the Gemara. Because read what the Shulchan Aruch says. Chamisha sheyoshvu ala kisei velo nishbaru v'achron v'yoshev alav. V'nismach aleihem velo yinichem. That's all state lamed. That's all v'nishba. That's all stating the case. What kind of chip and what kind of people, even if it could have broken without him, and certainly if it couldn't have broken without him. then ha'achron would be chayav. But that it must be these circumstances. That it's five people who sat down first, and then he came, that he was nismach aleihem. That's one of the conditions of this seif. If it's not the nismach aleihem, then it's not covered by this. He doesn't say, afal pi shenismach aleihem. No, it makes a difference. No, it makes a difference. That's the case. Gives an example. It's got to say something. If it's a 2, you would say 103. If it's a 4, you would say 105. It's got to say something. So it says, no, it never talks theoretical. Shulchan Aruch and the Brises and the Mishnahs never talk about a theory. Always give an example. Case study. There was an ox and there was a cow. There were two people and there was another one. There's always a real example. Do you follow the diuk? Now, where does the Shulchan Aruch get this wording from? Do you recognize the wording in the Shulchan Aruch? From the Rambam. So look in the Rambam inside. We've got the Rambam's very stats. Okay, we got the Rambam. Halacha Tesvov. What does the Rambam say? V'chein chamisho sheyoshvu ala kise v'lo nishba uvo acharin v'yoshov olov v'nishba. Okay. Afapi shoyo roi li shober bohen kodim sheyoshov hoyo v'kire v'shvirosu ha'acharin chayev sharei emrim lo ilaloi nismachto aleinu. The Shulchan Aruch's loshon or not? With what exception? The Yoshev alav is there. The nismach aleim velo yinichem lamer. The Shulchan Aruch inserts. So it's getting peculiar and peculiar. The very words that we picked out as creating difficulty does not even come from the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch is throwing that himself.
I say to him, if you hadn't named on us, so that's implying that the Rambam is assuming at the beginning of his case that he was leaning on him.
Ah, so you're saying from the continuation it says, so they're saying that is the basis of our p'tur, is that you didn't let us get up. But had you let us get up, then we would have gotten up and we would have been p'turim. However, the way the Rambam words it, we can say that goes only in the case where it would have broken without him. Whereas the way the Shulchan Aruch words it, you can't say that. The Rambam's talking about two cases and the Shulchan Aruch is talking about the two cases. But the Shulchan Aruch puts it in a provision of the case, in setting up the case. He puts v'nismach aleihem, the Rambam doesn't. And therefore we can say in the Rambam that when it's talking about a case that it would have broken without him, then you need to come under the p'tur of v'nismach. You can learn that in the Rambam, but you can't learn that in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch is actually a condition of the case. In the case where it would have broken without him. In the case where it would have broken without him. Then you've got to ask, why is only the Achron Chayev? The answer is, true, it would have broken without you, but we would have gotten up before it broke. But where it wouldn't have broken without him, you don't need that reason. So the way the Rambam's learning it, the reason of the Nismach is going as we learned the Gemara, is going only in the case of 2 hours and 1 hour. But in the case where it wouldn't have broken at all, it's Pshita that the Achron is Chayev. Not so according to the Shulchan Aruch. According to the Shulchan Aruch, His Achron is only chayiv in all cases provided v'nismach aleihem. But if not nismach aleihem, then they're all chayiv even if it wouldn't have broken without him. That's what you've got to say from the Shulchan Aruch, as difficult as it is. Where does it come from? It comes from the Magid Mishnah. Look at the Magid Mishnah. What does the Magid Mishnah say in Halacha Tezvov? Have you got the, you haven't got the photocopies don't have the Magid Mishnah. I'll read it to you. It's short Magid Mishnah. The new photos that's down there. Or do you? Chamisha shiyoshvu al hakiseh ze gamken sham b'raiseh b'vraiseh, that's also there in the b'raiseh. And the Magid Mishnah adds, Ufirish Rashi Zal, and Rashi explained, Dafke b'shenismach aleihem v'lehinichon lamed. Provided he was leaning on them and didn't let them get up. Where does the Magid Mishnah add that into the Rambam? On what words? Chamisho sheyoshvu al hakiseh, in the setting up of the case. So the Shulchan Aruch is not at fault, it's the Magid Mishnah we're going to have to pick an argument with. You see how the Magid Mishnah already puts that into the Rambam. He claims that the Rambam is following the Shita of Rashi, and Rashi requires that in the case. Where do we see that Rashi requires that in the case? In which Rashi does Rashi set that up in the case? No. It's in the Rashi Lo Tzricha De Bahadi De Somich Olayu, where Rashi says Lo Ilom, the Gemara is now reverting Lo Ilom De Belav Iu Lo Yave Mitber Klal. We're talking in a case where without him it wouldn't have broken the call. What at all? What's talking in that case? What is talking in that case? What is Rashi talking about when it says Lo Ilom De Belav Iu Lo Yave Mitber Klal? What is De Belav Iu Lo Yave Mitber Klal? The Braisa. The Braisa is talking about a case where without him it would not have broken. Udikam is pshita, and you said pshita, then of course he must be chayev. We're talking in a case of nismach. So Rashi says the case of nismach is going right back onto the first case where it wouldn't have broken without him. There we're talking about nismach. So what is the Braisa saying? When the Braisa says chamisha shiyoshu al asafsal, that's the statement of the Braisa. What is the case according to Rashi? Nismach, yeah, that's the Gemara says it's Nismach. But what's the case according to Rashi? Would it have broken without him or wouldn't it? It wouldn't have broken without him, and provided there's Nismach, then the Achron is Chayiv. That's what the Braisa says. And what if it's not Nismach? That the Braisa doesn't tell us. Right? Which is a greater Chiddush? If the Achron would have been chayiv in both cases, which would have been a greater chiddush? If he wasn't leaning, would have been the greater chiddush. So why doesn't the Braisa give us the greater chiddush? So what do we have to say then? That where he wasn't leaning, he wouldn't be chayiv. They would all be chayiv. You've got to say that. You follow the process of logic. Again, Rashi says that when the Gemara reverts and says that we're talking about nismach, we're going right. And it doesn't break, and the sixth one comes and it does break. We're talking A, where it would not have broken without him; B, nismach. Those are two conditions that the Braisa is covering. If either of those two conditions are absent, the halacha would be different. If it would have broken without him, what would the halacha then be? They would all be chayev. If it wouldn't have broken without him, but he wasn't leaning on them, all chayev. So we see this in the Magid Mishnah, says that's how Rashi learns the sugya, and he learns the Rambam the same way, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam, inserting the words that the Magid Mishnah feels should be there. So the Shulchan Aruch is quoting the Rambam Alibur the Magid Mishnah, according to the Magid Mishnah. That's where the Shulchan Aruch gets it from. We're going to have to figure out why and all the rest of it, but that's where the Shulchan Aruch gets it from. Q?
The difficulty is that the Rambam's notion is it does not have a question. It is upper fishy high roy in Shabbat. So here we say that it is wrong to practice. Rashi says that the beloved you will learn from his parklaw. That's just the reason.
And the Rambam is saying that even if it would have broken without him, if there was nismach, the Rambam is saying that even if it would have broken without him, still ha'achron is chayev because of nismach. No, then we would have to say that in Rashi as well. What would happen if, not as I just said a few minutes ago, that if either condition were absent? Clearly, if it would have broken without him, but he stopped them getting up, what would be the din then? Still achron chayv. Stop them getting up. They've always got that time that we would have gotten up.
But that's not the case with you. That's the case with this kind of thing.
The Rambam says both. The Rambam says provided there's nismach, both cases. And you have to say that in Rashi too. If he's holding them down, they're not going to become chayef. What are they going to be chayef for if he's holding them down? They've always got the defense we could have gotten up.
So the first case is, as you said,
which first case? The first case is now both. It now becomes irrelevant whether it would have broken without them or not. What is relevant is that he didn't let them get up. If they could have gotten up and they didn't get up, then they would all be chayef, irrespective of whether it would have broken without them or not. That's what comes out according to this Rashi, that when it says Lo Ilam de Belavi Lo Ayo Misper Klau, what we're going to say is Lo Ilam even de Belavi Lo Ayo Misper Klau. Ulikam is Pshita, so we're talking about a case where he's holding them down. That's how Rashi must be learning, and that's how the Magid Mishnah says the Rambam's learning, and so the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam using the Magid Mishnah's understanding of the Rambam. That's the first stage that we've got to get to. Is that clear? Now the next question is, why does Rashi say that? Because it's a very strange Gemara. If you now go through the process of the Gemara started off saying that if it would not have broken without him, then what did the Gemara say in the beginning? Pshita, that he should be chayav. Is that talking with nismach or without nismach? In the beginning, pshita, without nismach. So it's pshita that without nismach, he should be chayev alone. In the end, the Gemara comes out, no, he wouldn't be chayev alone if there was no nismach. So how can you start off saying it's pshita? You don't say pshita about something which is open to argument. Pshita means that there's just no question about it. And yet we see the Gemara does change its view. So it's not so pshit. So what is it that forms, do you understand what I'm saying? There's actually a difficulty in the flow of the Gemara. So what is it that forces Rashi to learn the Gemara that way? Let us try and learn the Gemara not that way. Let us go through the Gemara not like Rashi holds. So what happens then? Case one is, five people sit down on the bench, sixth one comes and it breaks. The assumption is it wouldn't have broken without him. And the assumption is there's no nismach at that stage. What is the din? Pshita that is chayav. Ask the Gemara, so what is the case where it's not so poshut that is chayav? Where it would have broken in 2 hours and now it breaks only in 1 hour. It's not so poshut that he would be chayav. Ask the Gemara, but in such a case he can still claim it was our combined weight that did it. Why should I be chayav alone? Okay, that's the kasha of vilema. Now, everything we're going to discuss this morning is going to revolve around that vilema. So have very clear in your mind where that vilema fits in. Again, the Gemara comes onto the ukimta. The ukimta is 2 hours, 1 hour. On that, the Gemara says, but even in that case, let him say, it's our combined weight that broke the bench, and therefore we should all be chayav. Answers the Gemara, what? Nismach. Okay, but what are the Gemara? What is the complete answer of the Gemara? What does the Gemara answer? to that claim, what does the Gemara say? When he comes along and says that it is our combined weight that broke it, what does the Gemara answer? The Gemara modifies the case and says what? What are the words the Gemara uses? No. In establishing the case, what are the key words? The Bahadi, the Somach, Buhu, Tova. Is that right? That while he was leaning on them, he broke it. Okay, so there are two things that he did. What did he do? He leant on them. For what purpose did he lean on them? To stop them getting up. And the second thing he did was, he broke it. What would happen if he didn't break it? What would happen if he just stood there and didn't let them get up and they broke it? Anyone waited 2 hours? We said it's a case where it's going to break in 2 hours if they don't get up. What will happen if a man comes by, sees five people sitting on a bench which is going to break in 2 hours, and he comes along and he gently holds them down, or he stands with a revolver, and he won't let them get up for 2 hours? After 2 hours it breaks. He's chayev. They can't be chayev. They couldn't get up. They were in sin. So he's chayev. If he's chayev, why does the Gemara say the Bahadi, the Samich Behu Tova, that while leaning on them, he broke it? Why doesn't he just say the Samich Behu? That's all you need. What is the role of Tova? No, the way we've learned, let's go through it again. So he comes along, the Gemara says, so what is the case of the Braisa? 2 hours, 1 hour. Ask the Gemara, but in that case, he can claim it's our combined weight that broke it and we should all be chayev? Answer the Gemara, you're right. Under normal circumstances, if they just didn't get up, he's got a good claim, they should all be chayev. Because they didn't get up. But we're talking in a case where they couldn't get up. The Bahadi, the Samach Behu Tova. And I asked you, and what would happen if not Tova? What would happen if just Samich Behu, if he didn't let them get up and he waited 2 hours and then it broke? And you said he would also be chayev, which is right. If that's the case, that he would also be chayev, why does the Gemara add Tova? What is the relevance of that word Tova? The Bahadi, the Somach Behu, that while leaning on them, Tova, he broke it. Who cares whether he broke it or not?
They started off in a position they were going to break it.
No, they weren't going to break it. They were going to get up before the 2 hours were finished, they said.
Say they got a paralysis. Good.
No, that's not a pshia. That's not a pshia. To fear about paralysis, that's hypochondriacs. That's not pshia. The person sits down on a chair and he knows he's a fat man. Like Warren, remember that fellow who came and sat down on the chair next to you? Had he stayed on that chair much longer, it would have broken. But he knew that the flight was only 1 hour and the chair would survive for the hour. That was a man that the Ribbono Shel Olam sent us so that we should see what the sixth man must have looked like. It's a kind of man that you couldn't have imagined. If you hadn't seen, you wouldn't have imagined. I was quite sure that the plane wouldn't take off with him on. It did. That's why, despite that time of the day, Warren, it was such an empty plane, they didn't allow anybody else on. They just, when he came, they closed the bookings, and that's how we were able to take off. It's a big man. Now, it doesn't mean he can't sit on any chairs. He can sit as long as he knows that he can't sit for a long time, because the chair will buckle. So he's got to watch it, but as long as he knows that, it's not pshia. And then somebody comes and holds a gun at him and says, you won't get up. That's not pshia. So clearly, in such a case, if he holds them down, and waits the 2 hours and then it breaks, he's chayev. So why do you need Tova? He didn't cause it to break. That's not what it says. The Bahadi did a somachbu Tova. That's not what the Gemara says. The Bahadi did a somachbu Tova. He broke it, says the Gemara. That kasha is the Vilna Gaon's kasha. And therefore, says the Vilna Gaon, we must be talking about a case where it wouldn't have broken if he held him with a gun for 2 hours. The only way it broke is because he broke it. So from that word Tova, you can see that the re-establishment of this case goes back not only on the second Dukimta of the 2 hours, 1 hour, but goes back even onto the first case of where it wouldn't have broken without him. It's the word Tova which forces Rashi to learn this way. That's how the Vilna Gaon learns the Rashi. Ah, so why are they Chayev? So what's the answer now? Why are they Chayev? In such a case? Because of Koicha Kegufo. It wasn't only his weight, it was he was using Koicha, so that's what we need Koicha Kegufo for. He says, without my weight alone couldn't have broken it. But you used them too, and that's not Gromo, that's proper, that's proper, that's Koicha Kegufo. That's the Chiddush, that's Ma'o de Seima. That's why he's Chayef. They're not Chayef if he held them down. Leonard's asking, what's the Havimina that they should be Chayef? If it wouldn't have broken without them, why should they be Chayef? Because it's their combined weight. And they didn't get up. That would be if he wasn't holding them down. Now that he's holding them down, of course he's Chayef. Why? Isn't it Gromo? No? He's using their weight too. And that's not called Gromo, that's called Koichle. This is what forces Rashi to learn. This explains the Vilna Gaon. That's why Rashi has to say on the Lo Tzricha, when it says Lo Tzricha, look at Rashi again. Lo Tzricha de Bahadi de Samuch Alayu. The only difficulty with this is that Rashi should really have that extra word in here where he says Lo Tzricha de Bahadi de Samuch Alayu Tovar, he should put in. That's the most important word according to the Vilna Gaon. But Lo'ilom de Belavi Yule Avi Mitbeklau. We're talking even in a case where without him it would not have broken, and we must be saying that, otherwise why talk about Tova? He was standing on his two feet and he was holding them down. And he forced the breakage. Going even on the first case, yes. And the second case, certainly. The second case, we don't even need the Tova. The second case, there's no question that he's Chayef. We said that the way the Gemara is written, it can't be talking only of the second case. For if it was talking only of the second case, we don't need his active involvement in the breakage. So it must be going not only on the second case, but also on the first case. Okay? That's how the Shulchan Aruch, that's how the Vilna Gaon wants to learn the Rashi. And that's why v'nismach aleihem becomes a condition in both cases. Okay, v'nismach aleihem is now a condition in both cases. Without v'nismach aleihem, they will all be chayev, even if it would not have broken without him. That's how the Magen Mishnah learns. That's how Rashi learns. That's how the Shulchan Aruch learns. Let's look at the Vilna Gaon inside. Dan Shin Pei Aleph Sifkot Aleph v'nismach ad namud. At Lamud, it's probably very difficult to read, but if you follow, I don't know how clear your photostats are. Is it legible? Hu loshon hamagid mishne b'shem Rashi sham dibur hamaschil somach. This is based on the Magid Mishne in the name of Rashi from dibur hamaschil somach. The iron smas if cotton bays, and have a look at the smas if cotton bays. Avol Magid Mishnah Piresh Divrei HaRambam Al Derech Piresh Rashi. That the Magid Mishnah explained the Rambam using the system of Rashi. The Chen Hein Divrei HaMechaber. And that is how the Mechaber is going. The Shulchan Aruch is also following Rashi following the Rambam according to Rashi. The Hoyo Shitas Rashi. And Shitas Rashi was the Gam Bereisha, that even in the Reisha case, before we came to the 2-hour, 1-hour Kinta, the Belav Yul Lemisbe Klal, in the case where without him it wouldn't have broken at all, Gamken Davke Benismach, that is also only if there was Nismach, Vechulu, V'ayim Sham, B'dibur HaMatzchi Lo Tzricha, and look in the Rashi that starts off Lo Tzricha, the Rashi we've been working on. Yetzonu Lema, what Rashi means by that, Shekushyas Gemora V'Lema, that the kasha of the Gemara the Lema, koi gama reisha. That kasha is questioning the very reisha. It's not only questioning the sefer. When the Gemara says the Lema, let him say it was our combined weight. That's even in the first case where he wasn't holding them down, and where it wasn't a 2-hour, 1-hour case. Even there, he can say it was our combined weight. Why didn't you get up? The E adesomich, because if it goes on the second case adesomich, meaning the previous, the case immediately prior to this, if it goes only on the ukinta of the 2 hour, 1 hour, lamalele meimer de bahadi de samich bu tovar. Why does the Gemara have to mention tovar? Kamashman lamalele shvirosa klal. Who needs his active involvement in the breakage? Af shenishbar al yodem levad. The tatusho. Even if only they broke it, if he wasn't even sitting on it, and it took the full 2 hours to break. Mikomachim chayiv, he would still be chayiv because he's holding them down. So why does it have to say the ba'adi that the samich behu tova? We don't need the tova. Ela de koya reisha. So you must say that the Gemara is going back even on the reisha. But when the Gemara says let him say without you, I wouldn't have broken it. That's going even on the reisha where you thin people. But even though you thin, the end of the story is that although without you, without me, it wouldn't have broken. Without you, it also wouldn't have broken. So why didn't you stand up? On that the Gemara says, because you didn't let us stand up. You broke it while leaning on us. And the Chiddush is learned here. You've got it that it's higher for the breakage, even though the breakage was by means of smicha, not by the means of sitting. And the Gemara asks, pshita, mali b'yishivoso b'smichoso? And then the Gemara says, but of course, that's the second pshita. Who cares whether it's by his sitting on it or by his leaning on it or mishani mal detema and so on? The Gemara says mal detema to kecha lav kegufoi dami kamashmal and the kecha kegufoi. That's the way the Vilna Gaon explains the Gemara according to Rashi. Do you see what's happened? Do you see how much we learned and missed in learning the Gemara? We missed the whole thing, we missed everything. I mean, you can sit and work on a Gemara for weeks and you can miss everything. And the way you find it is in the Shulchan Aruch. The key to the whole thing is noticing that the mismach aleihem v'leinichem la'amid. That's where you start realizing that you've gone wrong somewhere. But the Shulchan Aruch has a way of learning the Gemara. You've got to ask yourself, how would I paskin in that case? And you, as we did in the beginning of the shiur, you paskin, if he wasn't mismach aleihem ha'achrin chayiv, that's the pshita case. And you see that that's not the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins. The moment you see that that's not the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins, you know that you've gone wrong somewhere. Something odd and needs to be checked. And that's the beauty of Gemara learning, as I've often said, as opposed to Medrash and Kabbalah and Hasidus and all these other fancy things, where you'll never find out if you made a mistake. You'll never find out. You can say whatever you want, and you can give a pshetel here and a pshetel there, and you'll never know whether you're right or wrong. But with Gemara, if you're reasoning straight, if you've done it wrong, you're going to find out somewhere that you've done it wrong. If you've missed something, you're going to find out. Until your mind is trained to think correctly, and then you can learn Medrash, and then you can learn Kabbalah, and then you can learn whatever you want, and you know you'll get it right because you know how to think. But until you've trained your mind properly in this kind of thing, until you find yourself coming out the way the Shulchan Aruch comes out time and time again, you can't trust your mind to apply itself to those areas which don't have clear definitions so that you know whether you're going right or wrong. That's why it's become so popular nowadays, all this mysticism and Kabbalah and so on, because there's no, you can say whatever you want, you can hear whatever you want, and you can say whatever you want, not so in Halacha. And that's why you've got to learn your Gemara together with your Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, because that's where you're going to catch yourself out if you've missed something. That's how the Shulchan Aruch learns. Now what about the Rambam? If you're learning Hasidus, it can mean anything. If you're learning Halacha, Tova means he broke it. That's the translation. Tova means he broke it. What's the problem with that? Not really, because it's now he. It's because of the Tova, because it's he who breaks it. We don't need him to be sitting. We don't need him to sit. That's the Chiddush, but it applies also if he sat down. You're right, that's the Chiddush, but it applies also if he sat down. And it would come to tell us that you want to say the Shulchan Aruch should also give us the bigger Chiddush, and should just say, V'nismach aleihem v'leinichem la'amid, V'nishba, and certainly if he sat down himself, Yeah, that's a good question. See, because he's quoting the Rambam verbatim. The Rambam, you're going to see, needs that. He's quoting the Rambam verbatim, except for this V'nismach aleihem. So it makes it hard. What you're asking is that's a further implication that the Rambam's not learning like Rashi. Which is the next thing that the Vilna Gaon is going to show, that the Rambam is not learning like Rashi. The Vilna Gaon disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch goes like the Magid Mishneh, but the Rambam is learning like Rashi. In other words, the Magid Mishneh had the same difficulty that the Vilna Gaon had in the Gemara. Okay, and therefore found Rashi is the only way to understand the Gemara, and therefore assumed the Rambam must be learning that way. That's how the Magid Mishneh worked. The Vilna Gaon says that cannot be how the Rambam learned. Why not? What is our proof that the Rambam didn't learn that way? Because he doesn't put V'nismach aleihem as a condition of the case. He puts it at the end. Okay? So the Rambam should be worded the way the Shulchan Aruch is, if he really holds like Rashi. So the Vilna Gaon says you can't say that the Rambam learned like Rashi. But now we have a problem. If the Rambam didn't learn like Rashi, how did he learn? It's really not like the way we learned. How did the Rambam handle this question? It's clear the way we've just gone through it with the Vilna Gaon, there is no other way to understand the Gemara. From Tova, you've got to say that the V'nismach aleihem goes back onto the first case. If the V'nismach aleihem goes back on the first case, the question of Velema is also questioning the first case. And even in the first case, he can say it's our combined weight that caused the breakage. So the Gemara, yes, you're right, and therefore you've got to modify it and say Nismach. But if it weren't for Nismach, they will all be chayev because the light ones, the lightweights, should have gotten up. That's how the Gemara comes out. There's no other way to learn it. So what are we going to do with the Rambam? If we're satisfied that the Rambam can't be saying that, because if the Rambam was saying that, he should have said Nismach aleihem. So what are we going to do with the Rambam? On the case of the Rambam, the Vilna Gaon finds that there is a girsa where the words "Veleimelihu ilav atum bedidi lav mitzvah" are not included. So how would the Gemara read with that taken out? So the second Ukimta would then go the Amri Lay, where they say to him, Yilav as havi yatvin and tvei puta dekaimine. If it weren't for you, we would have gotten up after a short while. De bahadi de somich behu tova. And immediately the Gemara goes into the qualification of the bahadi de somach behu tova. So in that case, what is the Gemara qualifying? Only the second Ukimta. What does he do with the word Tovar? So you would have to then say that the Rambam is learning the Bahadi the Somach Behu Tova that the moment he sat down at Berk. That's how you would have to learn it. But he's got to take out the question of the Lema. Look inside the Vilna Gaon, five lines from the bottom, the middle of the line. Aval divrei harambam I efshar lefarish kein elo nireh sheharambam lo goras v'leima lihu. So you've got to say that the Rambam does not include the question of v'leima lihu ad mitber, until where it says mitber elo hochi goris. But this is how the Rambam's version read. Tfei putin, he would have said for a little while longer the kaiminin. Pshita, asked the Gemara in that case, of course they're potter, if they could have gotten up and they didn't, of course they're potter. Lotzricha de Bahadi de Somich bo tova, that the moment he leant on, what's bo?
Mm-hmm.
on it, Tova. He didn't lean on them. The moment that he leant on the bench, it immediately broke, not leaving them time to get up. That's their claim. Not you stopped us from getting up because you were holding us down. But you sat down before we had and before we had a chance to get up, it broke. We'll come to that. Mal the same kechur and so on. Now, so you're going to ask, what about the taina of the nismach aleihem aleinu? Has anybody got a tour here? Do you have further stats of the tour? Did anybody look at the tour in preparation? How does the tour quote the Rambam? Did you notice any differences? Anybody got a tour photostatted? Otherwise, can we get the tour? If you don't remember the difference in the way the tour quoted the Rambam. What is the chiddush in? Is where he. Let's go through to the Rambam. I just want to read the Rambam in the tour first, and then I'll go through it with you. Yep, that looks right. Okay, the tour quotes the Rambam, but listen to how he quotes the Rambam. Kosev Rambam. Now you follow inside your Rambam and see where he varies. Chamisho sheyoshvu al tzapsal echot. So he's got tzapsal, whereas our Rambam's got kisei. Good, not serious. V'lei nishba. Uvo echot v'yoshov olov v'nishba. Okay, Achron also not serious. Afal pi sheheyorei lishover bohen kodem sheyoshov etzlom. Right. Before doesn't get that. Okay. Hoyo the kirev shivirosei ho acharon chayev shehem yemru ilu loy nismachta olov hayinu oimdim kodim shiyishovet olov. That's the difference. If it weren't that you sat on it, we would have gotten up. There's no suggestion that he sat on them. There's no suggestion. Nismach, the whole case of Nismach doesn't apply in the Rambam. And says the Vilna Gaon, that must be the right Girsa. Do you notice, even in our Shulchan Aruch on the next page, it's got Aleinu in brackets. So what has it got? Aleinu or Love in brackets. It's got Aleinu in a square bracket. Do you see that? Second line on the next page. And it's got a little gimel which goes to the Beir HaGol on the right hand side. Kain Isa Barambam, the way it is here, Aleinu. Have you got that in the Beir HaGolah? The Beir HaGolah is top in the margin, right hand margin, right at the very top. Kain Isa Barambam, so it is in the Rambam. It says Aleinu, as it is in our Rambam. And it was like that in the Beir HaGolah's Rambam. The Kainu Gilsas Harav HaMagid. And that's how the Magid Mishnah had it. Ba'mechaber, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch has it. She'usifu b'din zeh v'nismach aleihem, and that's why they add into this din v'nismach aleihem v'yinichon lamid. But the Tur didn't have that in his Rambam. And says the Vilna Gaon, you've got to say that the Tur's Girsa is the right one. Because there's no way to understand the Rambam otherwise. Why he doesn't bring the Tur? What? No, the Beir HaGolah's function is only to show you the source for the Shulchan Aruch. Not to comment on people who have different views. So that's how the Rambam works. So now let's go through the Gemara the way the Rambam would have it. So the Gemara comes along and says, so what's the case? Answers the Gemara, it's talking about the 2 hour, 1 hour case. It's talking about the 2 hour, 1 hour case. And the Gemara doesn't say, Belema Luhu. It's our combined weight and all that. No, the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara goes straight on to explain that it's talking that the moment he sat down, it broke. Asks the Gemara, Pshita. In that case, he's right. They're right. Pshita. Mal de teima kuchalav kugufa dami kamash malanda kuchal kugufa. What does that mean according to the Rambam? That's what you're asking, Solomon, isn't that so? What is the meaning of Kocha Kegufa? If he sat down and broke it, what does it mean, Kocha Kegufa? So we must say that he didn't sit down, but he leant on it. Although the two says he actually sat down, doesn't it? It doesn't really. Certainly not according to the Maskona. The question is, what is the chiddush of the Gemara in the Kocha Kegufa? Yeah. I don't know the answer to that question yet. I think Reb Shmuel Wozovsky asks that question, so on. He asked it on the Rambam. According to the Rambam's Girsa. According to the Shitas HaRambam, you're asking why. In the Gemara, if we're talking about the Yoshav bowl that he sat down on the bench and broke it immediately, and the Gemara says the chiddush is that Kocha Kegufa. Why is that called Kocha Kegufa? If he sat down on it, that is Gufa, that's not Kocha. If he didn't lean on them. I think what you've got to say is the chiddush is that he alone would not have broken it. Isn't that so? We're talking where he alone would not have broken. No, but just say, so he alone would not have broken it. So really it's their combined weight. They broke it. So they should all be chayav. Their defense is that we had no opportunity to get up. You sat down too quickly. You caught us by surprise. No, why have we excluded that? No, so what? So that means that in that last case of the 2 hours, 1 hour, they say we would have gotten up after 1 hour. And the reason that we didn't is because it happened too quickly. You came and sat down. Okay? You came and sat down and we couldn't, there wasn't time for us to get up. Not because you held us down, because there wasn't time. So isn't that Gromo? That's what we've got to say. He says, look, my sitting down alone didn't do it. Your not getting up is what did it. So your timer that you're not getting up was, you had an illness for that. You planned to get up, but you didn't have the chance to get up. That's not my business. The fact is, my weight alone didn't do it. The time factor excludes the opportunity. So they might be potter because of that, but why should he be chayav if it's not only his weight? I think we have to work it along those lines. That Kocha Kegufa doesn't mean in the sense of him using, he is using their weight too. He's breaking it with combined weight. He's using the fact that they won't be able to get up in time to break it. But that's not direct damage. I think we have to work along those lines. It's not clear enough, but I think it's along those lines. If his weight alone would have broken it, so there's no shyly. He came and said, I'm a broke. But Lamai said it was 80% broken already. But they wouldn't have gone the whole way. They would have gotten up and it would have reverted to its original strength. He comes along and as he comes it breaks. Now what has broken it? All six of them have broken it. So why should he be chayav? That's Kocha Kegufa. that although his own body only broke 20% of it or less, since the whole circumstance together was one that was precipitated by himself, he takes the whole chiyuv. I mean, we would have to learn it along those lines. Yeah, because in the second case we're talking about them all so you're, again, you're asking the how does the Vilna Gaon solve this problem? If it's back to Tovar, why do we need Tovar? Because if it wouldn't have been Tovar in this case, where he's not holding them down, then he would have been potter. The whole basis of the Vilna Gaon's kasha was we don't need Tovar because even without Tovar he would be chayav. Here, without his breakage, he wouldn't be chayav at all. It's because he broke it that he's chayav. The question is, why is he chayav for everything? So that we say because kochei kegufa. Because he was instrumental in their not being able to get up. So the way we would have to say it, Solon, is that by accelerating the time factor, he had the same impact as he would have had by holding them down with a gun. That's really what he was using their weight in a way that they wouldn't have used it themselves had they had the free choice. He deprived them of the opportunity of getting up. That's kochei. Which is a bit of a chiddush, but that's how you have to learn the Rambam. Okay, very good. So let's examine that. In which of the two ways now, both of them, let's analyze Rashi and the Rambam. In which of the two ways is Papa by Abba an issue? The way we learned Rashi, is Papa by Abba an issue? Why? In what way? That they couldn't push him off. That you need him for that, but they couldn't push him off. Otherwise, the five men, why can't they push him off? So you need Papa by Abba. According to the Rambam, what is the role of Papa by Abba now? Does the sixth person have to be particularly fat? Does it make any difference? No. It's the last straw. It doesn't matter how thin the straw is. Asks Henry, so why do we say Papa by Abba? Wonderful question. So why have we ignored Papa by Abba? And the Rambam doesn't mention Papa by Abba? He ignores it? He does. Nor does the Shulchan Aruch mention it. So can we get a Meiri? Can you get somebody called get a Meiri in? Sorry? Sure there's a Meiri. There are probably two Meiris. Yeah, so at least one Meiri. Don't we have a full set of Meiri here? Ask one of the guys. I think there must definitely be a Meiri. Although the Rambam says the Yosher, doesn't it? No, it actually says the Yosher. Is that what? Where does the Sma say that? Ah, the Ma'ish Nishba. Ilu by the Nishma. The Rakhav Yehuda says something in the Indian. The Ma'ish Nishba. Ad shelo yodu adayin shiritz leishiv shamu miyad shibo etzlam vehitchi lismei chalasav sal nishba. Yeah.
So that means that before they even
hit the
Rambam, they were already
chayav
for
Nishba. Yeah. That could also be that he just started sitting down, started leaning on that. But that's also, there's no time, but it's still gufa, it's still not kocher, is it? So what's the difference? That's gufa. That's still gufa, it's not kocher. You? No. No, we don't need this much. Are Jeff or David or Eric or anybody there? I don't know why we can't find Sforim in this place. I'm very worried about it. Sorry? We've got a three set of me. We've got a set of me. Haven't got a set of me. Besabchira, yeah. And isn't the Bobakama? Isn't the Besabchira in Bobakama?
I've never actually looked at one.
Oh. Is that where the whole set is? That's right. I bought this in America, I think. You're right. Now, had you learned this Meiri before, it would have destroyed the whole sugya for you. You needed to have Henry's kasha before you could use the Meiri. Chachmei HaTzofatim, the Meiri always classifies the Rishonim into schools of thought, and he talks about the French school, and the French school is the Rashbam, and so on. Hoiru Shistam Safsal also will lekach leilam potu. They hold it's the Rashbam that an ordinary chair is meant to be sat on. The shul will yeshiva lechol, and everybody is expected is allowed to sit on it. Barei machmas melachte nishma, and if it breaks, that's mesa machmas melachte. Unless it's a real fat man who's not normally entitled to sit down. They get this halacha. They deduce that from the introduction of Papa Bar Abba. Listen to the next words. But according to our view, the Meiri usually goes like the Rambam. Mention of Papa Bar Abba was just a joke. Something that a fat man sits on a chair and the chair breaks. It's like Papa, like his relative, Papa Baraba. It's to give an example of what it could be. It's a funny situation. So he talks about Papa Baraba. It's Lashon Hara. To make a joke of Papa Baraba at Papa Baraba's expense. So you see, they used to have a sense of humor. They had a sense of humor. I told the ladies once a series of shiurim on how to skin it halachically. Because I said to them, you know, now that Lashon Hara is banned, there's no humor in life. Because if you look at any joke book, is there any joke without a person in it? Trees aren't funny, and stones aren't funny, and cats and dogs aren't funny unless you ascribe human aspects to them. If you take Lashon Hara to its logical conclusion, never mind its absurd conclusion, then you cut out humor. That's why Balei Tshuva never laugh. And when they do laugh, they go they fast for Monday and Thursday afterwards. when they do laugh, they go into fasting. They feel guilty. They want to do Tshuva. They laugh. It's Lashon Hara and all this thing. There's a subtle line between humor and laughing at somebody else's expense. One can laugh without it being at somebody else's expense. One can laugh in a way that doesn't undermine the other person, that doesn't reduce your respect for the other person, and you can still find it funny. There's nothing wrong with finding something funny that a person does or says.
You know, you're talking about people that know where the borderline is.
Then they need to learn. Then that's one of the first things you need to learn. But then don't ruin your sense of humor first, and then try and learn. Because if you learn the halachas of Lashon Hara without a sense of humor, then you'll go into permanent depression.
She
is worried.
She
is worried. Yeah, that's why he gets ill. That's why he gets ill. It's Daraisa, you're right. Got to go to the Chumrah.
I was worried because when I heard that the Rabbi told that to the women, I think that, you know, women have to appreciate that they're maybe not able to skin it because they really just don't know where the border is.
Then that has to be handled, but the way to handle that is not to remove humor from life. Life without humor is very, very serious. Very serious. Firstly, it's difficult to survive. Secondly, it makes people ill. Creates tensions, it creates unbelievable tensions. The men have the problem more than the ladies. But even the ladies, you see, if you don't know what is allowed and what isn't, then even though you do it, but you start feeling terribly guilty about it. And then your husband says, Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara, every time, Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara. What can I talk to this guy about? What can be humorous? Whatever I'm going to say is going to be Lashon Hara. So, one has to be very careful. Like everything else, you need the halachas. Just as in kashrus, you need to learn the halachas, otherwise you stop eating. So what do the Baalei Tshuva do with kashrus? They don't eat vegetables because of worms and bugs, and they don't drink water because of the microbiotic chochos in it and so on. There's no end that you're going to go. If you don't know the halachas, there's no end that to which you'll go. So it becomes important to know the halachas.
So can you just
the principle is, we're not talking even about Lashon Hara, we're talking about laughing at somebody else's expense. And a person has to know how to take it as well. Papa Baraba also has to know how to take it when they're laughing at his fatness. The critical factor is the person who hears me say what I say, does he think less of the person I spoke about as a result of it? That's the difference between human and Lashon Hara. If I haven't undermined the person, we've had a laugh, we've had a joke, but I don't think less of the person because of that. It was funny, it was humorous. It's not Lashon Hara, there's nothing wrong with that. If you're cashing in at somebody's embarrassment, if you're undermining somebody in the eyes of somebody else, that you're not allowed to do. It's really not a difficult distinction to make. But one needs to know that there is such a distinction that has to be made. It says the Meiri, it's milidib dichusik. Jokes, talk about Papa Baraba. What's that funny? To introduce some humor into it, to introduce a real situation. The chair, you see these five people, the whole case is funny. And you notice when we learned this, nobody laughed. The whole case is funny. There's something wrong with somebody who doesn't learn this case and doesn't laugh the first time you read it. Because you've got to picture it. Every case in Gemara, if you want to be able to see it properly, you've got to picture it. So you've got a picture, five people sitting down, and the sixth person come, and the chair collapsing. What happens in real life when that happens? What happens? You see in real life, five people sitting at the bus stop. Along comes a fat man like Warren that I saw the other day, a huge fat man. Comes, you've got five people sitting all watching, waiting for the bus. Comes the huge fat man, sits down, the whole thing collapses, everybody's on the floor. What do you do if you're watching? You laugh. But when you learn it in the Gemara, it's all serious. Why? Because you don't relate the Gemara.